It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Well, here we are again together. A whole week gone by. Can you imagine? We're moving forward and getting younger as time goes. Look at, I look over at my wife of 40-some years, and she's youthful and beautiful, and she is even sweeter than she was when I met her as a child there. Child bride in their 20s.
Thank you.
Everyone out there, I hope you've had an extraordinary few days and that everything that has happened to you, you've gained knowledge and wisdom from. And we're going to continue on with our conversation with Savant. I hate to call him a savant because he's more like a walking library. One of my books I wrote years ago is called The Invisible Library. It's ultimately, all information is to tap into, and it's surrounding us. It's omnipresent. And I think we're going to have that experience if you just sit back and relax. If you're driving, don't relax so much, but you know, sit back at least and drive a little slower. And Sean last week talked to us about the mechanism of human cells and how it worked and how important it was to eat particular diets. But this week we're going to talk specifically for the next 30 minutes or so about people he's helped. And when you can see beyond the veil that was put there by the limitation of modern science, by the inhumility, I should say, of scientists who have bigger egos than brains, and by the system that pretty much prevents progress. You know, what we call progress is the guy who knows the most about what has already been taught, not what the guy who knows something that we have never learned before, and that's who you're going to talk to. So welcome back again, Sean. So tell me about the most exciting, you've done this for years, the most exciting situation where you work with somebody and the transformation that occurred.
One of the most amazing transformations was a female who was told that she couldn't have kids. Mm-hmm. And she unfortunately had Lyme disease, mold, and every virus under the sun. She was going through spending hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get better, and just was not getting anywhere. And she finally found her way to me, and I took a look at her case, and I was just like, has anybody mentioned about cell membrane permeability? She goes, no, what's that? I said, well, you have a circuit board in your body, and if you have a short in that circuit board, things are not going to connect. Doesn't matter what you do. And there's always hidden fires going on at the cellular level that we don't know about. She goes, that makes sense. And I was explaining to her that, hey, sometimes everything may look good on the surface, but at the deeper cellular level, things could be totally opposite of what you think. And from her information, what happened was, is the end goal was, is we were able to have her get pregnant, have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
When the fertility clinics told her that she had to go adopt.
Mm.
So let's explain this in my perception, and correct me if I'm wrong. So we have gunk, for the lack of a better way or term to use. We have gunk that literally separates our neurons, our nervous system from our organs, and our brain from our heart, and all of this stuff. And that's pretty much what you said to her, that she had a lot of disconnect because things were in the way of balance. Is that correct?
That is correct. And within the cell membrane is composed of what we call phospholipids.
Yeah.
And if those phospholipids are not in the proper alignment through dietary or genetics, because getting into these genetics, you've got hormone interventions affecting the pathway by which your body processes what's called phosphatidylcholine. There's another pathway that processes what's called CDP, which is citrulline, which is for the brain and for the central nervous system balancing mechanism referred to as acetylcholine. And then the other pathway is what's called plasmogens, generation of brain lipids that's being utilized now for the future. It's just making its surface now, but as time goes on, it's going to be the next stage. And what they do is they help to connect all the neurons in the brain and to make everything communicate better. When you have this, the cell membrane is actually consistent of like cholesterol levels. And cholesterol has been demonized a lot.
Exactly.
And it's when people have low cholesterol, like myself, I have mold. So therefore, the one mold that I have, it's called Aspergillus. It actually produces it's Aspergillus penicillium and actually Pseudomonas. What that does is that actually produces a toxin called compactin. And what compactin is basically a statin. So what happens is if people have low cholesterol, I'm going to be looking to see if their environment is loaded with mold. Because without cholesterol, your body has nothing to fight against inflammation. Mm-hmm. And you actually can die prematurely. Your mortality rate is higher when you have lower cholesterol. When I'm talking about low cholesterol, talking about like under 130.
That's right.
130. Studies have shown that under 160, there could be some neurological imbalances. Specifically, like most autistic kids are around 130, 120. My cholesterol level has always been extremely low. It was down, I remember when I first got sick from black mold and everything else, it was down to a total of 89. And when I went into the doctor, he goes, "Congratulations." I said, "What?" He goes, "You got the best cholesterol I've seen."
Oh, no.
Little did he know, by the way, it's related with cancer. It's related with a number of different disorders.
Yeah, well, hormones and the pregnancy, like you talked about. Absolutely.
So, I mean, how do you correct this? So 99.9% of doctors don't know anything about mold. They're not interested in learning. As a matter of fact, I've just actually been a co-author of a book on this subject. A woman that came to us healed mold disease, Lyme's disease, and had to go all over the country, all over the world to find people who even understood what it was. So how do you correct that?
Well, when it comes, number one is you have to identify what you're dealing with. And we know that mold is highly linked in specific forms of cancer. There has been studies shown that, you know, cancer is very relative and closely to yeast and fungus itself.
Yep.
And we know that sugar feeds it, okay? And we know that sugar feeds cancer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is where you look at genetics to find out that, like, wow, you have a postmenopausal woman with cancer, and they have a gene called PEMT. And they may be vegan, but the thing is you have to give them phosphatidylcholine, because the body has a system to make phosphatidylcholine, but sometimes that's downregulated and doesn't work right because of multiple factors. So this is where the genetics comes in.
And the gunk. Don't forget the gunk.
The gunk. Well, what happens is phosphatidylcholine taken in from sunflower lecithin or other sources, soy. The brand that I use is Body Bio. Mm-hmm. Body Bio is a very highly grade formula to where when you give phosphatidylcholine, what it does is it takes that stiff membrane and opens it up. And when it opens it up, anything that's trapped in it comes out. And phosphatidylcholine is also necessary to keep your bile flow in check. Mm-hmm. And we do know that when you have mold, there's a cascade of events that happens inside the GI tract to where the bile, which should be smooth flowing, turns into that of like a viscous oil. You know, I always joke about my clients and said, "I'm going to give you an oil change." Like, what do you mean? I'm going to give you oil change. It's like I'll use, Body Bio, I'll use specific, you know, this is where this one test comes in. It's called the Omega Quant. The Omega Quant gives you a complete profile of Omega 6, Omega 3, and Omega 9s, but it's broken down into, you know, how much EPA do you need, which comes from algae, Or a lot of people can't convert flaxseed into EPA or DHA. And you have to use algae-based formulas. Now, with the onset of COVID and cancer, it takes it to a next level with the genetics. Because what happens is if you take an algae form, flax form, or other plant-based formulas, that they can get stuck. And even though that they may be algae-based and they contain EPA and DHA, they may not get down to the end product, which is called resolvins. And what the resolvins do, they tell the body that, say, hey, guys, infection's gone. Go back to homeostasis.
Exactly.
And there's a formula that I found.
And let's stop there and explain cytokines. So this is where we have long COVID, because if we don't get the message out to the body, the cytokines attack and it actually eats away at the brain and eats away at the organ systems of the body. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're taking a deep dive. I hope there's some doctors out there taking notes, because you're going to learn about what you haven't learned in school. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we are here with a very special Sean Bean. And, you know, he's figured a lot of things out. I mean, you should be top-notch scientist by now, Sean.
They wouldn't let him in. He doesn't have an egghead. He's too bright for them.
So, I mean, we can't wait to hear more case studies. So please share with us.
So as I was mentioned before break, that this client of mine was a female trying to conceive, and she had COVID. She had, you know, every known illness and couldn't. And this is where I did the Omega Quant. The Omega Quant gave me the omega 6 to 3 ratio, but the most important ratio it gave me was what the arachidonic to EPA ratio was.
Explain arachidonic acid to them.
It's an anti-inflammatory to an inflammatory marker. It's one of the, I feel, is one of the number one markers for overall health and wellness. And what it basically identifies is multiple people come in, they look healthy, but they're still sick and they can't explain. The proper ratio should be between 4 to 7, but we're seeing the average American somewhere between 20 or higher. And what that basically means is when you think you have 3 or 4 fuels to the fire, which could be lime, mold, et cetera, you need to multiply that factor by a factor of 10. It's kind of like, you know, when a dispatcher gives you a call, said, hey, we have a fire at such and such, but you don't know whether it's a hotel fire. But what happens is when you go to the location, you send 10 fire companies, and next thing you know, the Taj Mahal's on fire.
Oh, yeah.
And 10 fire companies aren't going to put that out. You're going to need air support. You're going to need about 100 different fire companies. So all these doctors are trying to put this fire out that they have no idea the intensity. So what I do is I'll go in and say, hey, your arachidonic acid ratio is like 50. Like, what's that mean? I said, well, let me give you an example. Anything over 30 is basically that of a TBI. Anything over 45 is basically that of a second, you know, a mild case of dementia. They're like, oh my God, that's how I feel like. I say, yeah, your brain, your inflammation is so high. How about we get it down? So we use things to get it down. One of the things I utilize is algae-based oils that are only EPA only. Because if you give DHA in the scenario, it makes the situation worse.
Yeah.
So as we know, fish oils contain polyunsaturated fats and can cause major problems, specifically cod liver oil. I had a lot of cases that I had to pull off cod liver oil and move them to another, you know, algae-based formula.
Well, let's tell people that it's directly related with prostate cancer. Fish oils are related to 71% higher high-level prostate cancer, 42% moderate rate breast cancers raise, cardiovascular disease increases, a major study in Finland. So you're exactly right. The people need to get the omega oils from where the fish gets it from, the algae. You don't eat the fish to get the oil. You go right to the source of it. So let's keep going.
And what happened there was is it took 4 to 6 months to get her levels down. But as soon as her levels came back in check, she went back to her Lyme doctor and she goes, the Lyme doctor goes, your treatment finally working. And she looked at the Lyme doctor and she goes, okay, buddy. Okay, I've been on antibiotics for 6 months. I haven't gotten anywhere. Okay. What I did was is whatever treatment they were doing, it made it work more effectively. And by doing that, by getting her body back into homeostasis, the hormones kicked in, her mitochondrion kicked in. So all those inflammation and those pro-inflammatory cytokines dropped. And once they dropped, the brain came back online, the mitochondrion came back online, and this was all by a very simple test. Her gut came back in line because once you bring the inflammation down, then the gut mucosa barrier can actually start to heal. Because it's constantly inflamed.
Yeah.
So just by doing that simple test and making specific algae-based recommendations with the EPA-only formula and not the DHA,
right?
She was able to go on.
Before we forget this, Sean, where do you reside on the planet? Where do you live?
I live in Michigan.
Okay, so how do people, obviously people are listening to us from every corner of the globe now and all over the 50 states. How do people access you? Can you do this Zoom or how do you do this?
I do it via Zoom. I can be reached at matrixhealthwell@gmail.com.
Now let's go slow because people are just getting their pens. And so Matrix, go ahead, spell it.
M-A-T-R-I-X.
Right.
HEALTHWELL@gmail.com.
Well, that's pretty easy. So they get on the Zoom with you. You tell them which test to get, or you send them the test. And the most important, this makes sense to me because I've never even heard of this test till you've mentioned it today. Mm. So we're looking at, and let's let the listeners know, we forgot to tell them that these acids, these fatty acids, are the other fuel for the cell. The two major fuels for the cell are glucose, which again, you get enough in lettuce, and also essential fatty acids, these omega-3, omega-6, omega-9. And how they're balanced is important. America, I think we have something like 20 times more omega-6 than we have omega-3. Hardly anyone has omega-3. And what he's saying to you is you go to the holistic doctor who doesn't know bananas from bananas, and they're going to tell you, oh, go out and take a fish oil, which is a carcinogen.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. It's rancid. And if you said, what about an algae oil? He's going to give you some song and dance that the fish oil industry comes up with. Doesn't work as well. Well, it does. It works much, much, much better than fish oil, which also has a side effect. And so what you're saying is that if people have these fogs in the brain, when people have lack of energy, when they have Lyme's disease or mold disease, which probably they don't even know they have. I would estimate that 95% of the people have mold disease don't even know they have it. They're just out of it, as you know. You probably didn't know you had it at first. So you're saying that by adjusting the fuel for their cell, by giving a proper oil, we can pretty much get the systems to click in, to work the way they should. The immune system comes online, the brain comes online, the nervous system goes online, the organs work, and that in and of itself is corrective.
It's that simple in many cases.
Okay, good. Well, that's exactly what I thought I heard you say, and everyone else. So once again, tell them how to get a hold of you.
I can. You can contact me at matrixhealthwell@gmail.com to set up an appointment.
Well, that's important. I think we're going to actually have people do that with you because this is something that I think is valuable. And
so
very,
many
very
are, I guess. And so many have started just like you with very low cholesterol and full of mold. And what was your journey in a few words? How did you resolve it?
It's one of those things that it's always an ongoing battle for now because of the constant exposure. Because I did have COVID, and COVID caused a dormant infection to awaken.
And explain that to people. So you have this, we all think our diseases are cured because that's modern medicine's story. They never get cured. They're dormant or remission.
Dormant.
And so you get a little weak and what happens? The damn thing blooms again.
Yeah, like cancers and a lot of things. Yep.
Exactly. So basically what happens is a lot of people live in mold environments. 50% of the housing in the United States has or had mold damage, even more anticipated. We were in a lockdown. So what happened is a lot of my clients have been exposed to mold, but their immune system was able to keep it in check. Mm. Boom, they get COVID. All of a sudden, Pandora's box has opened up.
Yeah.
And people that have had mold 10 years ago, and when I said, I look in their history, I'm like, does this remind you? They're like, oh my God, this is the same symptoms I had when I had mold.
Mm.
I say, yeah, it is. And that's one of the things that I use now when I do a COVID that has been getting phenomenal results is I use antifungals. When I use antifungals, guess what happens? The COVID gets the quote COVID symptoms all suddenly get better.
So name these are herbal antifungals or citric extracts or what are they?
I will go the herbal route first. But if that doesn't work, there needs to be medical interventions.
Isostatin or something of that nature.
I work in conjunction with the doctor, and itraconazole is normally the one I would use. Which would be Sporinox.
Yeah.
I like itraconazole because it also broad spectrum kills 90% of candida. It has been labeled black label for liver, which is a bunch of phooey.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been a game changer in my own journey because I'm actually in the process of getting a relapse because I ran out of it and my neuropathy came back, my digestion, my brain fog, everything came back out full force. So I'm waiting for my other shipment to come in because I tried everything natural. And there's just a point to where you have to, you know, give in.
Right. Well,
a little good.
I think, you know, when you are in a position like I am or you are, Anna Maria, to limit people from something because you have a bias is not correct. When we say holistic, we mean everything. Whatever works for the individual is what you use. And even some things that may not work 99% of the time for everyone else may be the thing that works for you. So we try to avoid these things, but there's, you know, you don't do it in the sense of being ignorant about it either.
You
stay out of sugar.
All of these. So this has been a very interesting conversation. You brought us down a path and a road I didn't expect, but it's been enlightening. And I think a lot of the things that you've mentioned to the people over the last couple of weeks has been something that a lot of people are scratching their head and saying, gee, I felt that brain fog. I felt confused. I felt, heat coming out vaginally or anally. I felt something happening. And as you pointed out, I'll repeat, 50% of the homes in the United States of America, and probably Europe even higher because they're older homes, have this mold in it. How many doctors know about it? If there's doctors that I can count on my both hands in this country that really know about it, I'd be surprised. I would imagine 6 or 7 or 8 really, really know about it. And the one that really knew about it, the Chinese plucked him up. They paid him 4 times the money. He made a 10-year contract, and he's over in China now with them. So that's what I do know. So it's been a pleasure. And all of you out there listening, I hope you opened up insights and foresights and hindsights and everything else. And next week, we're going to bring you to another new world that may be enriching to you. Be well. and enjoy the week.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.